Officials in the Rochester Finger Lakes region are learning which economic development projects will get a boost from state aid dollars in the coming years. WXXI's Randy Gorbman explains.
We are pleased to announce that the region will receive $64.4 million as a regional council awardee.
That's Eric Gertler, the president of Empire State Development, at the annual event in Albany, where officials announced the amount of money that various regions will be receiving in the coming year. The Rochester Finger Lakes area did not get as much as it did last year, when it received more than $86 million, but local officials still seem pleased by the funding, which they say will help jumpstart or continue a number of important projects. More than $3.5 million is earmarked for local arts and cultural organizations, including venues like Parcel 5 in downtown Rochester, the Susan B. Anthony House, the George Eastman Museum, and the National Women's Hall of Fame. Matt Hurlbut, who heads up Greater Rochester Enterprise, says that these kinds of arts projects are important to the region's development.
When you look at the role the arts play in the quality of life, as well as in the entrepreneurial ecosystem, the fact that creativity is also lends itself to innovation. So it is all part of the live, work, play type of environment we want to build.
Bob Duffy, former lieutenant governor who now heads up the Greater Rochester Chamber of Commerce and co-chairs the Regional Economic Development Council, says the state aid has also helped create a lot of jobs over the 9 years that program has been around. Randy Gorbman, WXXI News.